Chapter 41. In the 9 years since I'd bought the Times, I had never left it for more than 4 days. It went to press every Tuesday, was published every Wednesday, and by every Thursday of my life, I was facing a formidable deadline. One reason for its success was the fact that I wrote so much about so many in a town where so little happened. Each edition had 36 pages, subtracting 5 for classifieds, 3 for legals, and about 6 for advertisements, I was faced each week with the task of filling approximately 22 pages with local news. The obits consumed at least 1 page, with me in charge of every word. Davy Big Mouth Bass took 2 pages for sports, though I often had to help with a summary of a junior high football game or an urgent story about a trophy buck shot by some 12-year-old. Margaret put together 1 page for religion and 1 page for weddings and another for classifieds. Baggy, whose production 9 years earlier had been feeble at best, had succumbed almost completely to booze and was now good for only 1 story each week, which, of course, he always wanted on the front page. Staff reporters came and went with frustrating regularity. We usually had 1 on board, sometimes 2, and they were often more trouble than they were worth. I had to proofread and edit their work to the point of wishing I had simply done it myself. And so I wrote. Though I had studied journalism, I had not noticed a propensity to produce vast amounts of words in short periods of time. But once I suddenly owned the paper, and it was time to sink or swim, I discovered an amazing ability to crank out windy and colorful stories about almost everything and nothing. A moderately severe car wreck with no fatalities was front page news, with breathless quotes from eyewitnesses and ambulance drivers. A small factory expansion sounded like a boon to the nation's gross national product. A bake sale at the Baptist Ladies WMU could run for 800 words. A drug arrest sounded as if the Colombians were advancing unchecked upon the innocent children of Clanton. A blood drive by the Civitan Club carried the urgency of a wartime shortage. 3 stolen pickups in 1 week had the feel of organized crime. I wrote about the people of Ford County. Miss Callie's was my first human interest story, and over the years, I tried to run at least 1 a month. There was a survivor of the Bataan Death March, the last local veteran of World War I, a sailor who had been at Pearl Harbor, a retiring minister who had served 1 small country congregation for 45 years, an old missionary who had lived for 31 years in the Congo, a recent graduate who was dancing in a musical on Broadway, a lady who had lived in 22 states, a man who had been married 7 times and was anxious to share his advice with future newlyweds, Mr. Mitlow, our token immigrant, a retiring basketball coach, the short order cook at the tea shop who had been frying eggs forever, and on and on. These stories were immensely popular. However, after 9 years, the list of interesting people in Ford County had very few names on it. I was tired of writing. 20 pages a week, 52 weeks a year. I woke up each morning thinking of either a new story or a new angle for an old one. Any bit of news or any unusual event was inspiration to puff up a piece and stick it somewhere in the paper. I wrote about dogs, antique trucks, a legendary tornado, a haunted house, a missing pony, Civil War treasure, the legend of a headless slave, a rabid skunk, and all the usual stuff. Court proceedings, elections, crime, new businesses, bankrupt businesses, new characters in town. I was tired of writing. And I was tired of Clanton. With some reluctance, the town had come to accept me, especially when it became obvious I wasn't leaving. But it was a very small place, and at times I felt suffocated. I spent so many weekends at home with little to do but read and write that I became accustomed to it. And that frustrated me greatly. I tried the poker nights with Bubba Crockett and the Foxhole Gang, and the redneck cookouts with Harry Rex and company. but I never felt as though I belonged.